local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, February 6, 2024, in the headlines. Legendary calypso songwriting luminary and musician Pat Heron honored as Q95 Kudos to All World Heroes Committee 7th Dominican Hero
95.
For his sterling contribution to music and calypso in Dominica.
Right on cue.
UN health authorities report data shows a projected 77% increase in global cancer cases, highlighting the growing burden of the disease, which is expected to result in over 35 million cancer cases in 2015.
When it happens.
And riot police utilize tear gas to disperse crowds attempting to assemble outside Senegal's parliament on Monday, protesting the president's sudden decision over the weekend to postpone elections. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Legendary musician and songwriter Pat Heron has been honored as the 17th recipient of Q95 Kudos to Our Heroes Committee Dominican National Hero Award for his exceptional contributions to the advancement of Dominica's music industry. Rion de Calypson veteran Clem Hurricane Zsa-Zsák expressed admiration for Mr. Heron, acknowledging his commendable impact on the art form. Zsa-Zsák shared a personal experiences, noting the privilege of working with such an incredible individual during his tenure in the calypso arena. The accolade underscores Pat Heron's enduring influence and significant role in shaping the music landscape in Dominica.
His contribution to the art form is commendable by all standards. I am lucky and privileged to have worked with the musician on songs in my calypso time. He has a knack of writing songs that fits the personality and talent of the artist. We had this special chemistry. It's like he knew what I was thinking, and he delivered like 100%. Sir Pat Heron, or Pato as I used to call him, you are one in a million. You are one of a kind, and I hope you believe on to write a million more songs. Yeah, you can also start writing The Return of the Hurricane. Ha ha, as a teaser. It's me, the Hurricane. I'm coming again.
Cleve Hurricane Zsa-Zsák. Meantime, cultural stalwart Leroy Waddix-Charles congratulated Mr. Pat Heron on being named the 17th Kudos Dominican National Hero, emphasizing the significance of this honor amid challenges in the calypso landscape. Charles reflected on the days when Aaron's music filled the streets, underscoring the lasting impact of his contributions to the cultural scene.
On behalf of the Kudos to Heroes Committee, I really want to congratulate Mr. or Sir Pat Heron, our 17th recipient. And it's very instrumental that has been done during the carnival season at a time when calypso has been challenged, at a time when the spinal cord of our nation, the documentation of history, the chronicle of social commentary, political commentary has been challenged. I have followed the career of Pat. I've been very fortunate to have listened and danced on Naked Feet. They would play at the St. Gerard's Hall during those days. And I remember as a little boy listening to them. And I also was very fortunate to be in the city when they had that special band entitled The Tower of Love. I think it was definitely the biggest band on the road. Maybe Ghost might confirm after, but I recall that particular band on the road entitled The Tower of Love. For someone to actually win one third of the crowns in our 60-year calypso history, I think this is phenomenal. I see Pat as the calypso philosopher, the William Shakespeare of calypso in Dominica. I mean, writing songs which sometimes are prophetic. We saw him take a song or pen a song from For Dice several years ago, and we actually felt the effect of that song when our electricity company failed us. This to me is prophetic.
And that was the cultural stalwart Leroy Waddix-Charles. Agriculture Minister Roland Royer announced the acquisition of agricultural equipment and tools valued at $750,000 under the e-fees of the Chinese Agricultural Technical Cooperation Agreement, emphasizing its role in strengthening the agricultural partnership between Dominica and China. Minister Royer underscored that this initiative is a testament to the government's commitment to fulfilling promises made to farmers and implementing essential measures for the transformation of the agricultural sector. He highlighted the ongoing efforts of the government in the modernization of Dominica's agricultural sector, aligning with the objective of achieving 700 by the year 2030.
The receipt of this agricultural equipment and tools on operation at a value of $750,000 has further solidified the agricultural cooperation between the People's Republic of China and the government of Dominica. This intervention is another testament that the government of Dominica is keeping to its promises to farmers as we put the necessary systems and programs in place to transform the agricultural sector to meet our 700 by 2030 target. This Dominica-China Modern Agricultural Center over the years has provided support to several farmers across the island and also serves as a training ground for many students. The equipment and tools which we will officially receive today include two hydroponics demonstration systems, which complements government effort in the modernization of the agricultural production systems as we work to meet the growing demand of fresh vegetables on the island.
Roy emphasized that climate change sparked various weather fluctuations, significantly impacting the production of crucial crops and resulting in a shortage of vegetables on the island. He echoed the need for additional research to address this challenge and mitigate the consequences on agricultural sustainability.
Climate change has triggered several weather variabilities, which have significantly affected the production of key commodities. This has led to the scarcity of vegetable during certain periods of the year, which has further justified the need to engage in more research and introduce technologies that enhance production systems. We believe that this investment in sheltered and smart agriculture production system will enable us to adapt to the impacts of climate change and create more opportunities to meet the growing demand for key commodities and also contribute to food security. So this investment in the hydroponics demonstration system is very timely as we seek to introduce this technology on a commercial scale. There are several benefits in investing in such a system, and farmers are encouraged to take the time to get familiar with the technology at our modern agricultural complex right here at 1 mile, so you can make sound investment decisions.
Minister for Agriculture Roland Royer. Concerned Citizens Movement President Washburn Coffey underscored the critical need for all citizens to join forces in the pursuit of resistance, social justice, and economic reform, emphasizing the need for a departure from the patterns of the past two decades. Coffey urged the entire Dominican population to unite and actively participate in overcoming obstacles that are hindering growth and empowerment. He highlighted the pivotal role of a collective effort in shaping a future that is distinct from the previous years, emphasizing the imperative for a united front to address challenges and foster positive change in the nation.
I think that it's critical that all persons, all citizens must come on board, must join hand for the resistance, for social justice, for economic reform and for growth and development in this Commonwealth of Dominica. Yes, we need this. If the next 20 years has to be different from the last 20 years, we need all to come on board. All of us, wherever we may be in our little organizations, need to join hands so that we can really deal with this monster and this big stone that seem to be blocking or limiting our whole development process. So I want to start off in this way, about 20 years anniversary, I believe, of the Prime Minister. And I think the government has passed its 20 years, but for Roosevelt, it's 20 years. Maybe it lacked a grandeur of celebration, maybe because that would expose the tins of the exploitation of Dominica.
Coffey believes that the subdued celebration of the Prime Minister's 20-year leadership anniversary is due to the perception that negative outcomes outweigh positive achievements. This reflects a critical assessment of his leadership, which favors a more measured acknowledgement due to perceived major challenges and drawbacks.
And I personally believe is that because there are more negatives than positives in the court of the government at this time, and especially given the financial situation that presents itself in terms of monetary allocations to ministries, in terms of the ability of ministries to have the budget support to provide services to the citizen. We see a lot of problems in that. So there are more negatives than positive. We usually say Dominica is pregnant with issues. We have the economic downturn. You may have heard Mr. Lennox Linton in terms of certain forecasts that he was relating to, where Dominica is at the bottom in regards to growth in the economy for the next year.
And that was concerned the Citizens Movement President Washburn Coffey. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit claims that agriculture stands as the top priority for him and the government of Dominica. He emphasized the ongoing commitment to collaborative partners, citing the Chinese government as one of these partners to sustain investments in the agricultural sector and ensure its long-term sustainability. Mr. Skerrit highlighted the undeniable positive impact of the relationship between Dominica and China, noting the significant benefits accrued by the people of Dominica across various aspects of the country.
For me as Prime Minister and for the entire government, agriculture remains the number one priority in our country. And we will continue to work with partners like the Chinese to continue our investments in agriculture to ensure its sustainability. There's no doubt that the relationship between Dominica and China have resulted in tremendous positive benefits to the people of Dominica in every sphere of our development. And Ambassador, I remember when I met with the Vice President of the People's Republic of China in Jamaica in 2005, and I said to him, I wish for China to support us in agriculture. Within 2 weeks of that meeting, the team came to Dominica to establish the technical mission in Dominica. And since then, we have seen all of those years of tremendous investments in agriculture by the People's Republic of China.
Skerrit added that the transfer of Chinese technology to farmers has played a crucial role in enhancing Dominica's food security. He emphasized the ongoing commitment to strengthening the partnership in the coming years to further support and bolster the agricultural sector.
There's no doubt the Chinese technology that we have witnessed here and we have seen transferred to the farmers have assisted us in our food security. And as the years go by, we are strengthening that partnership and collaboration to ensure it helps the farmers and the farming community and agricultural sector even more. The tissue culture lab that is under construction, that I believe will help in the further transformation of agriculture in Dominica. Because we have the tissue culture seedlings and plants, then we can minimize the impact of pests and diseases on the agricultural sector. Pests and diseases is a major challenge for farmers. It costs farmers a significant sum to treat pests and diseases, and takes away from the profit margin. And if we can overcome this in some respects, then certainly that will help in ensuring greater profitability and less loss for farmers. I am absolutely in support of the move towards technology in agriculture.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Dr. Dwayne Lavelle, a pediatrician at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, commended the enduring partnership with the World Pediatric Project, spanning back to 2008. He highlighted the organization's multifaceted assistance, underscoring the exceptional significance and impact of their speech mission, notably the organization's mission to Dominica, involved the assessment of 100 children, showcasing their commitment to addressing crucial healthcare needs on the island.
Well, first and foremost, the World Pediatric Project has been with us from since 2008, and they have been helping us through a number of different areas, where most of them are surgical, but this is only one of the few missions they have. The speech mission that they're having right now is of tremendous importance. As you may already know, the number of children that we are seeing within the two-day period are about approximately 100, and these are the turnout of the people who actually turned out. So for us, the speech difficulties that our children may be having in Dominica is, of course, of a great need that is only reflected by the numbers. And this being something that we do not actually have a lot of assistance with, because I do believe that we may have privately a speech therapist, but in terms of the outreach, it is one that is of tremendous importance, and we are internally grateful for the service that has been provided.
Dr. Lavelle added that subsequent to the organization's evaluation, a collaborative effort between the Dominica China Friendship Hospital and the World Pediatric Project will be initiated. This joint endeavor aims to formulate recommendations for follow-up actions for children who underwent assessment.
The WPP, or the World Pediatric Project, provides its services free of charge. So this is in fact free of charge to our Dominican people and to the children, because the main goal of WPP is healing the children and providing healthcare for those who are unable to access it otherwise, or in different areas they can assist. So it is absolutely free to the children. And trust me, all they had to do was just show up, and we are grateful for that. Okay, so it is my hope, and that of Dr. David, which I must make mention of. This is a neonatologist who came to us with the idea, because she and myself, we both see children, and the number of children we noticed who had these difficulties were a lot. So it is our hope that afterwards, because this is the first step in assessing and basically assessing the situation as to what are the conditions related to the difficulties that they're having and what is the necessary initiative and recommendations. So afterwards, we'll put together, for not just for ourselves but for the ministry, as to necessary recommendations, working with WPP, the World Pediatric Project again, as to how they can further follow up with these children and what are the necessary goals we can set for them, realistic goals of course, and hopefully they may be able to come back for other missions in the future.
Dr. Duane Lavelle, a pediatrician at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. In other news, the UN health authorities issued a stark warning, projecting a substantial 77% increase in global cancer cases by the middle of the century. The anticipated surge is expected to result in over 35 million cancer cases in 2050, a significant rise from the estimated 20 million recorded in 2022. According to data from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, a specialized branch of the UN World Health Organization, factors contributing to the increase include population aging, growth, and alterations in individuals' exposure to risk factors, notably tobacco, alcohol, obesity, and air pollution. Whether nations are predicted to witness the most substantial absolute rise in cancer, with an additional 4.8 million new cases anticipated in 2050. Conversely, low- and middle-income countries are expected to experience a higher proportional increase in cancer cases, coupled with a nearly doubling of mortality. The organization's Global Cancer Observatory based its estimates on comprehensive data from 185 countries, covering 36 different forms of cancer. Lung cancer emerged as the most prevalent globally, with 2.5 million new cases, constituting to over 12% of all new cases and accounting for 18.9% of cancer-related deaths, totaling 1.8 million. Female breast cancer ranked second in terms of occurrence, with 2.3 million cases globally, or that's 11.6%, contributing to 6.9% of deaths. Other frequently occurring cancer included colorectal, prostate, and stomach cancer, with colorectal cancer ranking as the second leading cause of cancer death, followed by liver, breast, and stomach cancer. And on Monday, riot police deployed tear gas to disperse crowds attempting to assemble outside Senegal's parliament, expressing their discontent with the president's unexpected decision to postpone elections over the weekend. Inside the National Assembly building, lawmakers engaged in debates over a proposed bill to reschedule the originally planned February 25th vote to August 25th, 2024.
In the streets of Dakar, shouts of Macky Sall is a dictator and Macky Sall is an assassin. Crowds gathered on Monday to protest the postponement of Senegal's February the 25th election. That decision, announced by President Macky Sall on Saturday, sparked anger and unrest over the weekend. It also threatened to tarnish the West African country's reputation as a bastion of democracy in a region swept by military coups. Protester Mohamed Mbeng described it as awful ambition.
We deserve freedom. We have been a peaceful country, democratic country, and this president is not allowed to take our freedom just for free.
Mbeng was then seen being arrested. Senegal has never postponed a presidential election. Now it's in uncharted constitutional waters. In Parliament on Monday, lawmakers were debating a bill to reschedule the election for August 25th and extend President Sall's mandate until his successor is installed. Outside Parliament, police fired tear gas to disperse protesters. A widespread public outcry has raised fears of violent protests, like those that have intermittently broken out over concerns Sall would run for a third term, and over the alleged political sidelining of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. Sall said he delayed the election due to a dispute over the candidate list and alleged corruption within the constitutional body that handled the list. But there's been strong pushback, with opposition and civil society groups calling it an institutional coup. Some presidential contenders have said they will push ahead with their campaigns meant to kick off over the weekend. Others have vowed to challenge the postponement in court. On Monday, the African Union joined a chorus of calls from regional bodies and Western governments urging that a new election date be set as soon as possible.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Legendary calypso songwriting luminary and musician Pat Iran, honored as Q95's Kudos to Our Heroes Committee 7th Dominican Hero
Regional
for his sterling contribution to music and calypso in Dominica.
Station.
UN health authorities report data shows a projected 77% increase in global cancer cases, highlighting the growing burden of the disease, which is expected to result in over 35 million cancer cases in 2015.
Top of the hour news.
And riot police utilized tear gas to disperse crowds attempting to assembly outside Senegal's parliament on Monday, protesting the president's sudden decision over the weekend to postpone elections.
Right on cue.
I've been your presenter for this environment.
Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.